Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, that's just something about that name. Those of you that know it, you know what I'm talking about. I call him Master, Savior, Jesus. It's like the fragrance after the rain. His name is Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah.
His name is Jesus. Let all heaven and earth proclaim that kings, kings and kingdoms, but there's something, oh, but there's something, I know that there's something, I can't explain it, but there's something, yeah, there's something about it, when I call him in the midnight hour. Give that name praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Whew, I feel the anointing in this place.
Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Open up your mouth and just thank him right now, amen. We're still here. Just thank him right now for keeping us and those in our family, amen. Thanking God this morning, amen, for waking us up in our right mind, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on into it with all faith, amen. Whatever it is, amen, whatever the attack that you've been under, I decree and declare deliverance on today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. Remember that we are the church. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on and shout glory. Hallelujah this morning. Just thanking God right now. Amen. For new mercies and new grace. Hallelujah. We have so much, family, to be grateful for because we're still here. And God is still able to do it all for us, even right now. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. Amen. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In his hands are the deep, amen, places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down this morning. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God. And we, hallelujah, are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you would just hear what the Lord has to say, amen, and receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come this morning in faith, oh God. We come decreeing the plan that you are our God and we are your people, amen, that we are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. We decree and declare that we're co-heirs to the kingdom of God, amen, through Christ Jesus, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, Oh, Lord, we come giving you all the praise and glory and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, and there's no one greater than you, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, Lord God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family, Lord God. We thank you for every beat of our heart, every breath that we take, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come surrendering all over to you and holding nothing. Lord, we ask in Jesus Christ's mighty name, if there be any wicked way in us, oh God, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, hear our cries on today. And then, oh Lord, we cry out not just for ourselves, but those in our family, that they may be delivered and set free. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come calling upon your help on today. We thank you for your ever-present help and your help that's on the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, we come humbling ourselves under your mighty hand, that we may be delivered and forgiven from all that's not of you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Holy Spirit, we pray that you will quicken us to hear our Heavenly Father's voice and lead us in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bow and worship before you. We come to you with praise and with thanksgiving. We come to you in humility and fear and in trembling. We come to you hallelujah and gratitude and love, and through the precious blood of your dear Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord Jesus Christ, according to your word in 1 John 1:9, you said if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you now and we receive our forgiveness by faith and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, spot, wrinkle, and blemish free, totally blameless from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet at the intrinsic and quantum level, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Father God, I ask in this, hallelujah, oh Lord, let your peace come and be still in our lives, oh God. Oh Lord, wherever the enemy has caused division, oh God, let unity take place right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, where any of us are dealing with any type of sickness or disease or ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, or virus of any kind, oh Lord, let deliverance come and healing take place. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Oh Lord, when there's lack, oh God, oh Lord, I pray right now that you will command an increase, amen, that there will be more than enough, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Nazareth of our goodness and our favor, God. Oh Lord, I pray for an open heaven on today, that you will open up the windows of heaven right now and pour our blessings upon the life of your children, that we won't have room enough to receive, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord Jesus Christ, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, oh Lord, protect us and those in our family and all who we pray for today. Protect our homes, cars, land, property, vehicles, animals, pets, workplaces, finances, churches, businesses, ministries, and all that you have placed us in charge over. Oh, Lord, keep us from any harm, destruction, pestilence, diseases, distress, and stress, natural disasters, attacks of the enemy, directly or indirectly, evil people that we, humbly, would not be taking advantage of, trickery of any type, of dysfunctionality, distortions, illusion, delusion, deception, snares, and any undue hardship. Lord, God calls us to be extremely sensitive to your Holy Spirit, amen, becoming the sons of God, amen, calls us to realize it right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, protect us on our right and on our left, oh God, and be our rear end, God, and go before us, that we possess the gates of the enemy and take back up what was stolen from us. Help us to learn to walk upright in your righteous counsel, oh God, all the days of our lives, that our desired will be the accomplishment of your total will in our lives, word upon word and precept up upon precept, until the following line upon line, until the full measure of the maturity of Christ, the hope of glory, so that we are an honor and a praise unto you all the days of our lives, that our lamps will not be hid, but shine forth like bright stars in the midst of a dark, wicked, and perverse generation. The word of God clearly states that we be found redeeming the time, and that the lives of those who will receive it, you have called us to be victorious, and we hearken to your call. Amen. Help us to have victorious dominion as your priest and king, the humble servant, and to God be the glory. Hallelujah, honor and praise in Jesus Christ's holy name. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, do a new thing in us right now, God. We come to be changed this morning. We come to our minds that need, hallelujah, transforming them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, help us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace all the days of our lives, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and all the works of the enemy. Amen. We silence the mouth of the evil speaker. They will speak no evil against our lives or those in our family. Amen. We blind their eyes and they will not be able to locate us in the natural or the supernatural. We deafen their ears. They will not be able to hear our prayers or conversations. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Unless we speak directly to them and we speak to you right now and we command you to cease your evil works right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and leave us, leave those in our family, leave those that we love and concerned in our lives, right now in the name of Jesus Christ, and never come back, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare 1 John 5:18, amen, we are born of God, and the evil one cannot touch our lives, we decree and declare Ephesians 5:1, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah, we are his faithful followers, we are followers, citizens, with the saints of the house of God, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we'll build upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Amen. We are overtaken with blessings. Amen. According to Deuteronomy 28:2 and Ephesians 1:3. We are his disciples because we have love for others. According to John 13:34-35. We are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are the righteousness of God. We are partakers of his divine nature. Amen. We're called of God. We're ambassadors for Christ Jesus. Amen. We're God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus, a good works. We are the apple of our Father's eye. Amen. We're healed by the stripes of Jesus. We're being changed into his hallelujah image right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We are daughters and sons of God. Hallelujah. We are temple of God. His spirit dwells in us. We're joined to the Lord and we are one with him. We are members of Christ's body. Hallelujah. We receive, hallelujah, and we are reconciled to God. And we are a minister of reconciliation. We are one with Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, help us on today. We decree in the class of Philippians 3:20. We are citizens of heaven and seated in heaven right now. Amen. We're an expression of the life of Christ because he is our life. We are God in Christ and Christ abides in us. We are chosen, amen, dearly loved by Christ Jesus. Amen. We are daughters and sons of light and not of darkness. We are holy brothers, sister, protector of a heavenly calling. We are one of God's living stones and we are being brought up as a spiritual house. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to 1 Peter 2:9-10, we are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation of people of God's own possession, amen, to proclaim the excellence of him, amen. We are the enemy of the devil, amen. We are not a child. We are a child of God, and we will resemble Christ when he returns, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We decree and declare that greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world, so we do not fear what man can do, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Amen. We decree and declare Ephesians 1:5 that we are predestined, determined by God. Hallelujah. To be a daughter. Amen. And a son. Hallelujah. We are sanctified and we are one with the sanctifier, Christ. He is not ashamed to call us his brothers and sisters. Amen. We have received the high. For our heavenly Father, we have been redeemed from the curse of the Lord's sin and death. My Lord, my God, our sins are forgiven, amen, and we are recipients of his lavish grace. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you this morning. Oh, Lord, it's you that have kept us, and we thank you. You didn't have to do it, but you did. Oh, Lord, we thank you that even right now, God, hallelujah, that change has come, amen, and we receive it. Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, all that have an ear to hear on today. Oh, Lord, let us receive, oh, God, he caught by my shakai. Oh, Lord, let us receive a clean heart, oh, God, creating us a clean heart. And, Lord, we come on today, oh, God, we come confessing our sins, amen, to ye and one another that we may be delivered and set free, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So, Father God, we come right now and we repent in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, if there be any unforgiveness in us right now, God, oh, Lord, forgive us as we King, hallelujah, we surrender forgiveness right now to those who have hurt us, abandoned us, lied to us, talked about us, amen, hallelujah, lied on us, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, those who have hurt us, amen, we forgive them right now, and we thank you that peace has come, amen, and peace is still in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, for your word says that vengeance is yours, amen, all we have to do is be still, oh, Lord, help us to be still and wait and know that you're able to do all things but fail. And we just want to say thank you for your word says with man it's impossible, but with you, Heavenly Father, all things are possible. And we believe, oh God, and stand on your promises of yes and amen, amen. And we will not be moved, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh, Lord, we decree and declare your word on today that when the enemy comes in like a flood, your word says, oh God, that your spirit will lift up a standard each shot. And we just want to say thank you. Though we fall, we rise again. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare we have the resurrection power working on the inside because we have Christ Jesus working on the inside. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray that all in our family be saved. Oh, Lord, that in this very moment, oh God, that you would touch the right ladies across their life. Amen. That they may receive your word in a special way. That they may ask, how can I be saved? Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say, thank you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, have your way on this line. Have your way in all that's on the line today, oh, God. Have your way, oh, God. We need you as we cry out, oh, God. Heavenly Father, we ask that, hallelujah, that you let the glory of the Lord rise upon each of us right now. According to Isaiah 62. Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen of each of us right now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and with your presence. And in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, we decree and declare your word on today that we don't have the spirit of fear. We command the spirit of fear, hallelujah, to cease its works in us and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. But we have the power, we have the spirit of love, power, and a sound mind, and we're operating it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. It is written in your word, according to John chapter 10, that your sheep know your voice. And Heavenly Father, we are one of your sheep. We ask your Heavenly Father to teach us and hear your voice distinctly and clearly. According to John chapter 10, we ask to increase your anointing on us to clearly hear and know your voice. And that of a stranger, we ask you to do this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, give us the ability, Heavenly Father, to hear your voice. We ask this according to John 16 and 23, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, do a new thing in us. Oh, change us, oh, God. Give us new eyes to see, new ears to hear, new tongue to speak, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, do it right now, God. Remove every delay to our blessing. Remove every delay to our breakthrough. Remove every delay to our healing. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we come this morning. We close up for any breach in our lives and those in our family that would give Satan and demons access. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray that every broken head in our lives and those in our family be restored in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We stand in the gap and make up the head. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we repent and receive forgiveness for any sin that has opened the door for any spirit to enter and operate in our lives and those in our family. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, let us receive right now a super strength, oh God, a supernatural strength that coming from you. Amen. Oh Lord, be our strength. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, according to Isaiah 58 and 12, amen, we are a rebuilder of the wall and a repair of the breach. We renounce right now all crooked speech that will cause a breach in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We build up all our breaches, amen. Oh Lord, oh God, let every breach be stopped in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let our walls be salvation, our gates praise. We pray for a hedge of protection around our mind, body, finance, possession, and family in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. All of us, thank you for answering prayers. For your word said, oh God, when there are two or more gathered in your name, touching in a grin, there you are in the midst. And we thank you for being in the midst this morning. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you will, that you will disperse your holy angels, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. To war against any spirit designed to stop our prayers from being being answered right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. By faith, we decree and declare our prayers are answered. Amen. We rejoice and hallelujah in knowing, oh God, you've already done it. Not according to our will, but Lord, thy will be done. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind our will to the will of God and our mind to the mind of Christ right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we pray for the mind and the life of our children. We decree and declare this morning, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that our children will receive the wisdom of God and the fear of the Lord, amen. Let them be a part of their lives, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that our children will make wise decisions, amen. Our children will know the word of God. We believe that wisdom is our children's companion, amen. Wisdom will bless them, amen. Wisdom will protect them. Wisdom will promote them. Wisdom will exalt them. Wisdom is the principal thing, amen. Our children receive wisdom, the wisdom of the word of God and the spirit of wisdom. Jesus is their wisdom, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that our children receive the wisdom of heaven to walk on the earth, amen. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing our children, children's children, amen, with wisdom, amen. Our children will not make foolish decisions, amen. Our children will not make foolish choices, amen. Our children will not have foolish relationships. Our children walk in wisdom all the days of their lives, and they are blessed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, teach our children wisdom ways and lead them in straight paths, amen. Mighty Kappa Shafaya, the Lord's wisdom will save our children's lives. Hallelujah. Our children will have an understanding heart that's enshrined in wisdom. Our children tune their ears to your wisdom, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Concentrate our understanding. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Our children do not put their trust in human wisdom, but in the power of God. And we just want to say thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you that, hallelujah, we thank you for your favor, and we believe in the power of favor. We humble ourselves and ask for favor on our children's lives, amen. Our grandchildren and great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren, amen. They need your favor in every area of their lives, oh God. And we just want to say thank you for your favor. Lord, bless our children and surround them with favor like a shield, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Be their strength, Father God. Be their strength. And Lord, as we pray for this family on today and all that's connected to the Mackey family, amen, hallelujah. All that's connected to us, amen, hallelujah. Whether in marriage or friendship, amen, or in the workplace, hallelujah, hallelujah, or outside activities, oh God, we pray for them and our families and their families, that our family is waiting for salvation, oh Lord. Our family hopes for the salvation of the Lord, and we do his commandments, amen. Our eyes have been, hallelujah, have seen the salvation of the Lord for our family and their families. The Lord is the rock and salvation for our family. He is our defense. He will not be moved. Amen. Salvation belongs to the Lord, and his blessing is upon our families. Amen. Our family trusts in the Lord's mercy, and our hearts rejoice in his salvation. Our family rejoice in the Lord's salvation. The Lord, our salvation, makes haste to help our family. Hallelujah. The Lord will restore to our family the joy of his salvation, and will uphold us by his generous spirit. Let the way of the Lord be made known in our family. Hallelujah. And his salvation among us all. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. The Lord shows mercy to our family and grants us his salvation. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Lord will satisfy our family with long life, and he will show us his salvation. Our family seeks diligently the salvation of the Lord and his righteous word. Amen. Our family prays you, O Lord, for you have answered us and have become our salvation. Our family longs for the salvation of the Lord, our God, and his law, hallelujah, is our delight. Our family hopes and waits quietly for the salvation of the Lord, our God. The Lord has risen up a horn of salvation for our family. Amen. By the remission of their sins, the knowledge of salvation is given to our family. The grace of God which brings salvation has appeared to our family. And Jesus is the author of our eternal salvation for our family because we obey him. God is our family's salvation. Amen. We will trust and do not be afraid. Amen. The Lord is our strength and song. Come on, let's shout glory in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will bring his righteousness near to our family. It will not be far off. His salvation will not hunger, will not live. Amen. He will place salvation in us, for we are his glory. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. truly the Lord our God is the salvation of our family. And we thank you for it, Lord. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, oh Lord, help us all. Lord, I pray right now, God, that you would divinely intervene right now in every situation that's concerning us and all that we love and concerned about, oh God, our family and family members, and turn it all around for our good. Lord, we pray this day, oh God, that you would hear our prayers, oh God, and deliver those in our family out of harm's way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for restoration of marriage, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you would touch up, hallelujah, every marriage that you're ordained, oh God. The enemy is attacking right now. And Father God, we pray right now, hallelujah, that peace come, amen. Oh, let them, hallelujah, let them see, oh God. Let it be revealed, the works of the enemy, amen, hallelujah, that they can work together, amen, and destroy the works of the enemy, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, I pray that you would bless that marriage in a special way. Lord, I pray for your divine favor, oh God, hallelujah, and your way be made in that family, oh God, that they would keep you in the center of the marriage, amen, as they have come before you, oh God, that they remember that day, amen, hallelujah, and reflect on that and not what was going on around them, amen, hallelujah, but trust in you, oh God, for the mighty move in their marriage, oh God, that peace be restored in that marriage, oh God, hallelujah, I pray, oh Lord, that let love be restored, amen, hallelujah, that joy be restored, amen, Lord, I pray for newness of the marriage on today, hallelujah, some have been together for many, many years, oh God, hallelujah. And they've lost, hallelujah, that shield, hallelujah. They've lost the desire for one another, Lord. But I pray today that you restore the desire and the zeal to love like, hallelujah, like no other, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that men will hug, will love their wives, and Jesus loved the church today, will give themselves to her, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. And Lord, we're trusting you, oh God, on today that, hallelujah, it won't take long, oh God. Lord, release your speedy anointing, oh God, that it will take place even right now before we get out this conference call. But yet your word says that not yet while we're still praying, you're already answering. So we thank you for answered prayers, oh God. Even if the divorce papers have been drawn up, amen, and they have signed and they just got to appear, hallelujah. Oh Lord, let it be destroyed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let any blindness that the enemy has placed on, Lord, remove every spiritual blindness, every spiritual ignorance, every spiritual deafness, oh God, every spiritual sleep that they have been in or we have been in, oh God. Let it be removed right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that the fruit of your spirit take root, hallelujah, in all of us on today, amen. Let us, hallelujah, operate according to the fruit of your spirit, oh God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, fill these your temples with as much Shekinah glory. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. And we just want to thank you for it all. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name this morning, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let every work of the wicked one, oh God, let every work of the wicked and wicked ones be uprooted and purged out the land right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we, your children, may live in peace and enjoy this new day that you've given us in peace, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Oh, Lord, I pray right now, let joy come and overtake us right now. Those that are in mourning, oh God, those, hallelujah, families are there that are grieving, oh God, because they lost their loved ones. Oh God, let joy come at this morning, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let joy come to those that have been sad and broken, oh God, and Lord, fix that is broken and mend the tear in our souls, oh God, and let joy come right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we believe, and Lord, help us with our unbelief on today, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, increase our faith even right now on this line, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. We can't thank you enough, oh God. If we had 1,000 tons of peace, we still couldn't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Holy Spirit, have your way. Make your residence in us, amen. Never leave us, amen, hallelujah. Make your residence, hallelujah. We welcome you, Holy Spirit of the living God. Be with us always, amen, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, bless us in our going and coming on today and those in our family. Lord, we pray for traveling grace and mercy for those of us that are on the road and will be traveling on today. We pray for traveling grace and mercies right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place everywhere our feet may tread, our heads may lay. Everywhere we go, we plead the blood of Jesus. Jesus Christ over right now, over our homes and all that's in our homes. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, Lord, you shall condemn. And we thank you for it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We put on us right now the full armor of God. And we decree and declare the full armor of God covers us from the crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet. And we take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way. And we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell. And we decree and declare victory over the enemy. And it is so, and it shall be no other way. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah, God. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name right now, let us receive fresh oil this morning, fresh anointing, fresh strength, fresh revelation, oh Lord. We pray and ask in Jesus Christ's mighty name. And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, you have given us, hallelujah, you give us beauty for as the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise of the Spirit of heaven, that we may be called the tree of righteousness, your planting, that you may be glorified. And we just want to thank you for it all, Father God. We thank you that every prayer that went forth this morning, that it is done by faith. We believe it and we receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I speak life to everyone that's on the line today. Live in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You shall not die, but you shall live and proclaim the good news of the Lord our God. I speak the blessing of the Lord and make it rich and add no sorrow. I decree and declare you are healed. I speak healing, wholeness, and newness of life. Amen. I speak the joy of the Lord. Sorrow has fleed away. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We are victorious. We will not surrender over to the devil and his ways. We will not allow the enemy to use us. We are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you that we can decree and declare right now that we're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. We don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We are the righteousness of God. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Healed by the stripes of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. That we are blessed. And we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. We thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise right now. Come on. Open up your mouth this morning. Come on, you just praise him right now. Will you just praise him?
Thank you.
Will you just come on, let's just praise him right now. Anything that was affecting you, anything that was before you, amen. Hallelujah. I decree and declare we're delivered from the spirit of hate, rage, wrath, bitterness. Hallelujah. We're delivered from every spirit of limitation, procrastination, stagnation. We're delivered from the spirit of fear. Hallelujah. We're delivered from the spirit of condemnation and guilt and shame. We're delivered from every spirit of sickness and disease. Come on. We're delivered and set free from the spirit of depression and oppression, pride, anxiety, and worry. Amen. We're delivered from the spirit of destruction and death. Come on, receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We're delivered from the spirit of gluttony. Hallelujah, God. Come on. We're delivered from the spirit of self-righteousness and self-centeredness. We are delivered and set free. Hallelujah. The devil came to us. Hallelujah. We have, hallelujah, he has been revealed. We have caught the thief. Amen. We take back everything that the enemy has stolen from us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, seven times. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we will not be denied. Hallelujah. We will not take any counterfeits of substitution. We are children of God. Will you think of this? Hallelujah. If it was not for God, where would we be on today? Amen. If it was not for God, if it hadn't been, hallelujah, for the plan that God said I have for you to give you a hope and a future and expect it in. Amen. It's nothing that you have done. It is nothing that I have done but God and God alone. Come on now. Holy Ghost, fire.
Thank you,
come down, Holy Ghost, fire. Let the line be set up. Fire, the Holy Ghost. We don't just come just to be doing something. We don't just come to say we came. Hallelujah. We come to receive in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Thank you, Yes,
Lord, we thank you for resurrection. Restore the zeal and the fire in the heart of your children to serve you even more, God, to seek you first, your kingdom and all your righteousness. Hallelujah, God. Yes. Oh God. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Good morning, family. I can't hear y'all this morning, but I'm going to stop because I'm still here. I know it's only by the grace of God that we're still here. Amen. So how do you know if you can't shout out, shout for you this morning. If you don't understand what God has already done, amen, in you and in your life, the fact that you can dial in this morning, the fact that you can hear and that you can speak up. Nobody got to speak for you. Nobody got to sign language you what's being said and done. But you yourself, you are able. My Lord, he can't my right now,
thank you.
I can hear y'all this morning. My God.
Thank you.
Good morning, family. I don't know my lineup. Listen, y'all just not as excited as I am this morning. You start looking at your situation. You take your eyes off of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. You're going to receive everything that the enemy has for you. But if you keep your mind, keep your eyes, hallelujah, on the Lord, peace will be still. My Lord.
Yes, it will.
Yes.
Thank you.
My Lord. The enemy going to try you every which way. Amen. He's not going to stop. Be in a day-to-day battle with the enemy because we belong to Jesus.
Yes,
thank you.
Find a way to take us out. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He's subtle in his ways. He's subtle in his ways of attack. Amen. Hallelujah. So you don't realize what he's doing. Amen.
Amen.
My Lord, my God. Good morning, family. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Hallelujah. I tell you, family, I didn't know how I was going to get on the line this morning. I've been going through some things this week, and I said, Lord, I don't have the strength. I just want to lay here this morning. But I had to remember, I come and defend the Lord and not my own, amen. So I just thank God on today. Every time the enemy tried, I said, but God. So you know you need to know who to call in the midst of your trials and when you're going through stuff. You got to know who to call. Call on the Lord, amen, hallelujah. And call you up some prayer warriors that know how to touch and agree and get prayer answers. So I'm telling you, I just thank God I'm here on the line because a lot of times I don't know what you all go through to be able to get on the line each morning. So I just thank God that we go through whatever it is to get here, that we don't allow the troubles of this world and situations to hold us back from what God has for us. The Bible says there will be trials and tribulations. There are going to be things that we go through. So when people begin to turn on you, when people begin to talk about you, when people begin to do things in life, you just call on the Lord. God was saying, he said, visit his mind. All you got to do is be still and know that he is God. Amen.
Yes.
And he's not like man. Hallelujah. Good morning, family. I'm here. That is my testimony this morning because God is healing. Help me. And I thank God for position, and I pray for a divine position for everyone on this my life, that God will divinely position us in the way that he will have us to be positioned so that we can receive from him, hallelujah, be in his care, be safe in his care. So God bless you. I'm going to put, I don't know whose phone it is. I got a lot of background going on, so I'm going to close all the lines this morning. We just want to be mindful of our, if it's you and you got other things going on in the background, if you can just, you know, mute your call so that we can receive. We come against the spirit of distraction. I know you may not think it's a distraction, but it is distraction. So good morning. God bless you. Welcome. We're going to start with Aunt Bernestine. God bless you, Aunt Bernestine. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning to you all. Good morning to everyone. I'm doing good. I'm blessed, and I, Lord, every day of my life. And I want to ask you for this a prayer for a trip that 9 of the cousins are going on, where they already gone. And their names are Ann, Gretchen, Brenda Gale, Kim, Sean, Dietra, Zalika, Dietra, and Taria. It's 9 cousins going on a trip. So I'm happy for them, and hoping they're having a nice time, and I ask prayer for them. Amen.
Amen. Let us touch and agree right now. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. That you ripped the veil in two, that we can come boldly to the throne room of praise in a time of need. Amen. And we come on today, Lord God, needing, hallelujah, a mighty move in the life of your children and traveling on the road today. All that your daughter has called out by name, oh God, we pray for traveling grace, oh God. We ask that you go before them. Oh, Lord, send your angels before them, Lord God, making every crooked path straight, oh God, and smoothing out every rough patch in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let your hand continue to be upon them, oh God. Let them be filled with so much joy, God. We cancel every assignment of Satan and his agents that will try to cause any, hallelujah, any distractions, that will try to cause any any destruction right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we come against every attack of the enemy with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare victory over their trip, that they're blessed going and coming back in. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that all will remain healthy and strong, and peace will be their portion. Joy will be their portion. Amen. And we thank you for it all, yes. Oh God. It's in Jesus Christ's mighty name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. You're so welcome. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah.
Thank
you. Glory to God. Amen and amen. You're so welcome, Bernadine. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Ain't classy. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I'm doing good. Good morning, family. I thank God for waking me up this morning, closed up my right mind. Thank you for that wonderful prayer you prayed this morning. I was in the bed. I like to jump out of the bed because I felt the Holy Spirit. He's all around me. Asking for a prayer for Bishop Timmons. That God would just keep him and take care of him.
Lord.
Thank you, and I love you. I love you.
Amen. We love you, too. I love you, too. Aunt Classy, God bless you. And we lift up Bishop Timmons today. And, Father God, we just ask that your hand continue to be upon his life, oh God. Lord, we pray that you'll be his strength, oh God. Let joy overtake him, even right now. Amen. Oh, Lord, he belongs to you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray that you will deliver him, oh God. Anything that's plaguing his body, that's causing him pain, ache, or discomfort, or disability, Lord, let deliverance take place right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let healing, oh God. Oh, Lord, we ask that you speak to the blood, for we know that life of the flesh is in the blood. Oh, Lord, that healing will, hallelujah, radiate through his whole body, oh God, and let his heart beat with the rhythm of life. And we just want to say thank you. We can't
thank
the
Father
of Satan against his life right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare victory right now, wholeness and newness of life.
Yes.
And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory.
Yes.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. We love you so much, Aunt Classy. Thank
love
you, Jesus.
You
amen.
Sir.
Love you, love you, love you. Amen.
Brother
Cousin Connie and I'm sorry, Aunt Vera and Cousin Bonnie, God bless you. Welcome. How y'all doing and how y'all been?
Good morning. Mommy, you want to say good morning?
Good morning.
Good morning. We're doing good.
Morning, good.
Thank
Vera.
God. They say good morning, Mom, Aunt Classy now.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. We thank God for us seeing another wonderful Saturday. And thank God for being on the line this morning. Y'all continue to pray for us over here. Thank you.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So if you all have a prayer request at this time while we open up, it's fine too. So we can pray. Hallelujah. Amen. We lift you up right now, Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera. We pray right now, Father God, that you will continue to be their strength, oh God. But we pray that your peace, oh God, will just rest upon your daughters, oh God, and all that's in the home right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, help them to keep their mind stayed on you, that you will keep them in perfect peace, oh God, that they will call upon your name, oh God, first before anything else, oh God, knowing that you're able to deliver us. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, I pray, oh God, for the peace, oh God, for her husband. Amen. I pray, oh God, for healing to his body, oh God, that you will strengthen him with a supernatural strength, oh God. Amen. Lord, I pray for his mind, oh God. Let your hand of protection be around his mind and thoughts, oh God. Let his thoughts be pure, holy, and righteous unto you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we lift up our children on today, oh God. We pray, oh God, that your hedge of protection be around them, Father God. Oh God, let your joy overtake them right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, do a new thing in our daughters, oh God. Oh Lord, change them and make them more like you, oh God.
Yes,
and we just want to say thank you, Father God.
Thank
we
you,
command the enemy
you,
to take your hands off, amen, right there in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, because they belong to Christ. They've been blood washed, amen, hallelujah, sanctified, made new by the blood of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, hallelujah,
thank
to your name, God. Let healing
thank
take
you,
place in the life of the daughter, oh God. Oh Lord, strengthen every bone in her body, oh God. Let restoration come. Restore to the days of her youth, oh God. Hallelujah. And we just want to say faith, Father God. By faith, we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for your help, oh God. We bless your holy name. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. God bless you both. Amen. We love
you.
And we thank God for you.
Amen.
Mama Sherry Gordon, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I am doing fine. Good morning to everyone that's on the phone. And by his grace and his mercy, brought us safe this far. I haven't been home in a couple of weeks. I've been a field every Saturday. But thank God I'm not in the field today. And I pray my strength in the Lord. And I'm asking for prayer this morning because of Sammy Gordon. That's my husband. Mm-hmm. And he got to have 3 MI, MCI, and whatever. And I'm asking for prayer because whatever God do, it's going to be all right. We have to trust
Lord.
In God. And when we put our whole trust in God, we don't have nothing to worry about. Now, the doctors say one thing, but God haven't gave me that report yet.
So my.
Trust in God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory
hallelujah.
To God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Lord, we bless your holy name. Lord, we bless your holy name this morning, Father God. Lord, we come, oh God, with all faith, combined faith on this life.
Oh,
God, hallelujah. The man, the paralytic man was healed by the faith of those that brought him to you. So, Lord, we come bringing your son, Sammy Gordon, to you this day, oh God. And, Lord, we pray, oh God, hallelujah, let healing take place in the mighty name of Jesus
name
Christ.
Of Jesus.
We cancel every assignment, amen. We silence the mouth of every evil speaker against his life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we cancel every evil assignment of Satan and his agents right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We don't believe
Lord.
The report of man, but we believe your report, Lord God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus
Lord.
Christ, which is to live. Amen. Lord, we pray for new life for your son.
Lord.
Amen. We pray for restoration. Amen. Oh, Lord, let restoration come right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Lord.
We command any growth, any cancer, anything that the enemy has set in his body, let it be destroyed right now. Let it be uprooted and cast down in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We speak healing in life, amen. We decree and declare that we shall live, amen, a long life, a good life, a life of hallelujah, with good health and strength, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, restore his eyes, oh God. He caught Shakai. Oh Lord, and restoration come up. Restore his sight in the natural and in the supernatural, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, stand them up in strength, amen, in the strength of your word, oh God. And we just want to say thank you that when they go on to see you, God, that you've already worked your miracle in them. We just pray in the prayer that already has a miracle working power, working on the inside. Amen. Because we have Jesus, hallelujah, working on the inside. I decree in the prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Sammy Gordon is healed. I call healing to his body, peace to his mind, joy to his spirit. Hallelujah, God. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare according to your word that says that we can decree a thing, then it shall be established in our life. So we decree and declare that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus Christ, holy name of Nazareth, that we pray.
Hallelujah.
To God be the glory.
Amen. The glory.
And amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you, Mama Sharon. We just pray that God will continue to bless you and keep you in a mighty way, that you will continue in the Word of God. Amen. And do not be moved. Amen. Hallelujah. I pray that God will continue to be your strength. Amen. Hallelujah. That peace will overtake you. Amen. That wherever you enter into, peace goes with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Peace goes before you. Amen. Peace, hallelujah, stands behind you. Amen. Peace holds you up. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we're talking about the peace that only Jesus has given us. The peace that surpasses all understanding. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. And we thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Cousin Connie and Auntie Ruth, may God bless you. Welcome. How y'all doing and how you been?
Doing good. Having a great day. You know, I'm here with my mom this weekend, and everything's going to be all right.
All right.
God for you for pressing on, for getting on here this morning.
Amen.
And I have a special prayer. It's good to hear all my family on the line. A special prayer. I'm open up. I think you prayed for this house I had been, and I finally got it all together. And I'm going to Airbnb it. So my pray for that. Mm-hmm. God send the right people. I call it Connie's Retreat. So to come and visit and just have a nice time there and relax and everything. So just pray that everything goes well and the right people. He send the right people to spend the night.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let us pray this morning. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the vision, Lord God. You said write it down and make it plain that one would see it and be able to run with it. So, Lord, we thank you for the vision that's come to fruition, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have called it and you have already blessed it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and that you've already appointed the people, God, that will visit a home. But, Lord, we pray right now that your presence will be in the home, that they will feel so at peace and they will feel the joy, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that they will tell others. Amen. We pray for divine promotions for the business. Amen. That will bring so many of God that they will be overbooked. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Your word said one planet, one water, but you, Lord God, give the increase. So, Lord, we pray that there be increase. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that she will profit, hallelujah, more than she could ever write down, that she would profit, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. God, say that it is done. Amen. And we thank you for it all, Lord. I pray, oh God, that you will continue to be her strength, that you will bless the life of her mother, our Auntie Ruth, and may her sister, oh God. We pray that you will continue to bless her and keep her, Lord.
Yes.
We pray, oh God, that joy overtake her even right now, God, that her days will be filled with joy and filled with peace, oh God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against every ache and pain and discomfort that she may not be able to express. We come against it right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we decree and declare deliverance on today. Amen. And we thank you for, Lord. We decree and declare all this well. Hallelujah. Every worry, every fear, hallelujah, has gone.
Yes.
We thank you for, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
God bless you both. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Cousin Doretha, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I'm blessed in Jesus' name, and I'm glad to hear everyone on the phone this morning. And I thank the Lord and pray for our kids that are going back to school. Everybody's kids not going back to school, but my grandkids are back in school. So we pray for them, be safe, and open their mind up where they can get their lesson in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that the prayers that went forth concerning our children this morning, Lord God. And we pray, oh God, that your hedge of protection be around them right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray, oh God, that they will be able to receive, oh God. We come against the spirit of distraction and every plot, plan, and agenda of the enemy to lead our children astray. We come against it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For our children are taught of the Lord, and peace is their portion. And we just want to thank you for it all right now. We decree and declare that there be no loss in the school year. Amen. That our children will prosper. Amen. That they will go to school without fear, without worry. Amen. Knowing that you, Father God, have encamped your warring angels around our children, protecting them from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world. And we thank you for it all. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Cousin Dorita, we love you. We thank God for you. Amen.
Love you too.
Amen. Carol, God bless you. Mama, God bless you. Welcome. And how you doing and how you been?
Good blessed morning to y'all from Houston to Louisiana in Indiana, Indianapolis. God be forgetting. I'm doing good. So I woke up several times this morning. I'm still here and I'm thankful and grateful. I won't be on here long. So I'll say my soon to you again. Amen.
Come again.
I said I won't be on here long. I'm still my till we meet again, as I normally say on Saturday.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for you. God bless you. God keep you. I'm not sure what you got going on over there, but we pray that God will just continue to be with you through this day and throughout the day, and that God will just continue to work on you and work in you. Amen. That is of him and that is not of him. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So we just thank God this morning. I ask that you all continue to pray for me and my family as one of my daughters had to go out and retrieve her baby. The father had taken him away, and the police called this morning. And so that daughter and another daughter going out to Dallas to pick the baby up. Just so much has been going on, but I thank God I have the peace of the Lord. I can't say it all. All I can say is God is still good, and God is still able, and I'm trusting God in all things, for all things. God is my strength. So just continue to pray for me as I go through some things here in my marriage as well with my husband. But God is still good, and God is still faithful through it all.
Yeah.
I will remain in position. I will not be moved. Amen. So I just thank God. Hallelujah. Our scripture today is coming from the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 21 through 23. And I'll be reading from the New King James Version. That's Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 through 23. The Bible says, "Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." When we look at the scripture, family, Jesus exposed people who sounded religious but had no personal relationship with him. On that day, the day of judgment, only our relationship with Jesus, our acceptance of him as Savior, and our obedience to him will matter. Many people think that if they are good people and say religious things, they will be rewarded with eternal life. But in reality, faith in Jesus is what will count at judgment. See, some self-professed, I want to understand, athletes can talk great game. You have people that can talk a great game, and whether I know people take dominoes and they talk all that. I'm gonna get you. Oh, you ain't ready for this whooping. But that tells you nothing about their ability or skills. And not everyone who talks about heaven belongs to God's kingdom. Jesus is more concerned about our walk than our talk. He wants us to do what is right, not just say the right words. What you do cannot be separated from what you believe. See, that day is the final day of reckoning with God. It will settle all accounts, judging sin and rewarding faith. Hallelujah. I pray this morning, amen. I pray this morning, hallelujah, that we would take a look at ourselves, because a lot of times we're so quick to look at others and what they're doing and what they're not doing, but we have not looked at ourselves, because at the end of it all, we all have to stand before God one by one for ourselves and what we've done here in this body. Amen. So repent. And repentance, there's something for us to do. It's to stop that thing that we've been doing, Mm-hmm. So I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we will repent. Amen. And that we will have our minds set on the things of God and not on the things of this world. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name that you add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of your word. And it's my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. Hallelujah. At this time, I'm going to call your name. Do you have anything you'd like to say as we wrap up here on our time on a prayer call, since we already had our prayers of petition? Amen. Yeah. And I'll release the past blessing at that time. So, Aunt Bernadine, God bless you. Go ahead. Hey, Bernadine. Hello. Hey, Bernadine. Okay. Ain't Classy. God bless you. Go ahead.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you and have a wonderful day. God bless you. Keep you. Amen.
God bless you. Amen. Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you and keep you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Mama Sharon Gordon, God bless you. Go ahead.
Have a blessed day in the Lord. Pray for your family. And God pray for you to strengthen you to keep on doing what God has you to do. And I will continue to pray for your family in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Nika. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for praying for me. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. Cousin Connie, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Tabernika, for all that you do for us. We God bless you and keep you. In the name of Jesus, amen. God bless
you. Amen. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen. Hallelujah. Cousin Dorisa, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you and your family, and I love everyone on the line, and have a blessed weekend. Amen.
Amen. Mama, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless everyone. I in the center line. I got everybody. They was on their way to Dallas. So God bless you, everybody, and love all of y'all. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So God bless you all. I pray for you all. You all pray for me. Amen. I thank you all for being on the line today. It is a blessing to be able to be here on the line every Saturday morning. And I look forward to what God is doing in this thing. Amen. And I pray that we all walk in expectation and all that we pray for on today, expecting to see it. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you walk every day of this year. Amen. In divine assurance that God is taking you to your promised land that is flowing with milk and honey, that your enemies will be defeated and your foot will be on the neck of the adversary. May the grapes of your harvest be abundant and the vats of new wine overflow. The wheat will be as golden grain because the Lord is the Lord of abundance and he is the God who is looking after you. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Our hope is in the Lord. Amen. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray, we believe, we receive. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. I love you, family. God bless you and have a blessed week in the Lord. Hallelujah.
God bless you.
God bless you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past.